नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतमय श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्य बारी चतुर्देशधारिणे वंश कल्पतरूभ्यश्चाकृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभासति गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Thank you to Karan Prabhu for bringing all of us together this evening. His Holiness Indrajumana Maharaj, thank you for your incredible narration, filled with realizations, compassion, love, wisdom. Thank you. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, thank you for making Srila Prabhupada personally present within each and every one of our hearts this evening, through your love for him, your life of complete dedication, his love and service. It is late, there's not much more to say. From the discussions of these two exalted Maharajas, there's just one little principle I'd like to speak, which was so profoundly exhibited by Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas explained there are three stages of bhakti: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha is to reestablish our connection with Krishna after countless births, perhaps, of forgetfulness, under the allurement of Maya, or the illusory energy, where we are under the misconception that we can be happy by being a proprietor, a controller, or an enjoyer. Why do we have these desires, which are the cause of all frustration and anxiety? Because we are disconnected from Krishna in our hearts. So the beginning of bhakti is sambandha, through association with devotees, through beginning the path of devotional service, we reestablish that relationship with Krishna. Madan Mohan is the presiding deity of sambandha, and Sanatana Goswami is the acharya. Next is Abhideya, to actively engage in the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting and remembering the Lord. To serve the Lord with deep attachment. And through this process of Abhideya, which is presided or predominated by Govindaji and Rupa Goswami, we attain the ultimate perfection of bhakti, prayojana, where from our hearts the awakening of prema, unmotivated, uninterrupted, ecstatic love for Krishna is awakened. The deepest, truest potential of every soul.
prayojana on the level of its highest experience of being a resident of Vrindavan, a personal associate of Sri Radha, the source of all love. It's the highest perfection of all spiritual realizations. Gopinath, who's the presiding deity and the acharya who exhibited how to live in such prayojana, such ecstatic love, is Raghunath Das Goswami. He has the most exalted position within the entire creation, the prayojana acharya. Acharya means one who teaches by example. As it has been described by Indrajumana Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj, the qualities of Raghunath Das Goswami are really the only means by which we can approach prayojana, or true love of God, in a real and true way. Just yesterday I was listening to a recording of Srila Prabhupada, and he spoke very strong. He said, as you actually begin to develop love for Krishna, you become more and more humble. He said, this is the quality of one who loves Krishna. As Krishna reveals his greatness to us, as Sri Radha reveals her love to us, we become more and more humbled by their greatness, by their all-attractive mercy. This was Raghunath Das Goswami. As His Holiness Indrajumana Maharaj explained, when he came to Panihati, he felt himself so fallen, so trapped in a materialistic environment. Lord Nityananda was sitting under a banyan tree on the bank of the river Ganga, and Raghunath, from a distant place, offered his pranams. He bowed down. One of the associates of Nityananda said, there is Raghunath. Nityananda Prabhu, he said, you are a thief. You are hiding in a distant place. Now I have captured you, and I'll punish you. Feed all the devotees with chit rice and dahi. And we heard the narration of that story so beautifully. After that incredible festival, where Raghunath satisfied not only the devotees, but everyone. Thousands of people came. They were eating chit rice. Chit rice is the cheapest food there is. But he added so many nice ingredients to them. They were sitting on the hill. They were sitting on the riverbank. So many, they were in the river. We all had two little pots of different varieties of chit rice. The next day, Raghunath didn't speak to Nityananda Prabhu directly. He felt himself to be the servant of the servant. How is this? Because to get the association of devotees, to have the opportunity to render service, not to speak of getting shelter of Lord Chaitanya, of the Supreme Lord, it is so great, it is so valuable, he didn't take it cheaply. When we understand the value of the different processes of bhakti, we're so grateful for the opportunity. We don't just rush in. We we are enthusiastic. He spoke to Raghava Pandit, another devotee, begging Lord Nityananda to give him mercy that he can attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. He said, I am the most fallen, I am sinful, I am condemned. I'm so much attached only by your mercy. Nityananda Prabhu, he told all the devotees, everyone around, give your blessings to Raghunath Das. And Raghunath went to every devotee. He went to everyone there. And he bowed down to them. He took dust from their feet with genuine feelings of humility and gratitude and reverence. And he offered prayers to everyone. And seeing that this came from his heart, Nityananda Prabhu said, because you have served the devotees. And his service was so humble, just getting chipped rice and feeding them. And because they have all blessed you, because you have pleased them so much in their hearts, Lord Chaitanya himself came to this festival. And soon you will attain freedom from all entanglements of this world. And you will become one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Swarup Dhammadhara Goswami. Soon after that, Raghunath Das Goswami somehow or other escaped from his home. Such enthusiasm. He traveled 12 days. Mainly through jungles. Only had a little bit of food for 3 of those days. And when he finally came to Jagannath Puri from a distant place, he bowed down to Lord Chaitanya. Mukunda Dat. He said, there's Raghunath Das Goswami offering obeisances from a distant place. Lord Chaitanya knew his heart. He accepted him and put him under the care of Swarup Dhammadhara Goswami, who was Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary. For about 16 years, Lord Raghunath was living there as the servant of the servant of the servant. Kaviraj Goswami said he rarely ever spoke anything directly to Lord Chaitanya, although he was right there with him. He always spoke through Swarup Dhammadhara Goswami. One time he asked, I don't know what is my duty and what is the goal of my life. Swarup Dhammadhara says to Lord Chaitanya, this is Raghunath's question. Lord Chaitanya said, Swarup Dhammadhara knows better than me the answers to these questions. You can ask him. But since you ask me, I will tell you. Do not waste your time with gossip. Do not try to show off by the way you look. Don't hear gossip either. Amanina manadena. You should offer all respect to others, not respect any in return. Constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. And in your mind, worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Raghunath Das Goswami lived in this way with such austerity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he gave Raghunath the most precious thing in his life. Shankarananda Saraswati had come from Vrindavan and given Raghunath Das Goswami a stone from Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Shiva, and a Gunja Bhava. Lord Chaitanya, he saw that Govardhan Shiva, that stone from Govardhan, as the body of Krishna. And in his most ecstatic love, when he would chant the holy names, which he was always doing, he would put the Shiva to his head, to his heart. that little stone was constantly soaked with the tears of ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya. He gave it to Raghunath. Raghunath considered, by giving me the Govardhan Shila, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me an eternal residence of Govardhan love. By giving me the Gunja Mala, he's given me eternal loving service to Srimati Radharani. As Giriraj Maharaj said, after Lord Chaitanya left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan. He lived at Radhakund. As the Prayojanacharya, he exhibited the highest level of the qualities of ecstatic love, and he revealed them to the world. So exalted. But he never changed. I'll end with one small narration. After Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda left this world, Janava Devi, who was the wife of Lord Nityananda, became the presiding acharya of our Sampradaya. She came to Vrindavan. In the village of Vrindavan, she met Jiva Goswami. She went to see so many of the deities. And she asked, how is Raghunath Das Goswami? They said, he's in a pathetic state. After Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left this world, he's in so much love and separation. He considered them his gurus. Swarup Damodar had left the world. Lord Chaitanya has left the world. Lord Nityananda has left the world. He's simply crying in love for Krishna and crying in separation for his beloved associates. She felt so much affection for him. She walked. She was an elderly lady. She walked all the way to Radhakund with the one pointed wish to give encouragement, to pacify the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was so thin he could hardly walk. When Janava was approaching, he was sitting under a little tree near Radhakund chanting the holy names. And somebody said, Janava Devi is coming. He was so enthusiastic. He somehow or other jumped up. He somehow or other hurried because he wanted to respect her. He didn't want her to come to him. He wanted to respect by going to her. So he rushed with all of his physical strength and all of his enthusiasm of love to where Janava was coming. He prostrated himself. He took the dust of her feet. He prayed and worshipped and honored her. And she did all the same things for him. You see, in bhakti, as we make advancement, we're not looking for position. We're not looking for prestige. We're not looking to prove ourselves to be better than others. If we're really developing love for Krishna, we're seeing Krishna in the heart of everyone. And those devotees who are giving their hearts to Krishna, so much honor, so much gratitude. This Srila Prabhupada explains is actually to follow in the footsteps of the mood of the gopis. And in this spirit, Sri Radharani, Sri Krishna, the whole spiritual world is revealed as we chant the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.